Part 2, Section 12. The First Martyr for Women's Rights. With such words and memories as these engraved on their hearts and minds, those first pilgrims went from the Holy Land, May to Paris and Lua to America. Lua had now but one purpose in mind. She was determined to tell all the world about Baha'u'llah. The teachings of the Baha'i faith had taken full possession of her soul. Abdu'l-Bahá had instructed Lua that in her teaching she must become as courageous as Tahireh, the greatest heroine of the early days of the Baha'i faith in Persia. Tahireh, like Lua, was also in her 20s when she first heard of the faith. Tahireh, a young poetess of outstanding beauty and intelligence, was called the Persian Joan of Arc. When she gave her life in martyrdom for this faith, a famous European diplomat called her martyrdom one of the most affecting episodes in modern history. Such was Tahireh's eloquence that when she spoke, one felt stirred to the depths of one's soul, was filled with admiration and was moved to tears. A professor from Cambridge University had written that the appearance of such a woman as Tahireh was a prodigy, nay, almost a miracle. There were special historical links between these two heroines of the Baha'i faith, the matchless Tahireh, peerless and unequalled, and the one Abdu'l-Bahá said should be her counterpart in America, the immortal Lua. When Lua's mother was 5 years old in 1848, the first Women's Rights Convention was held in Upper New York, the beginning of the movement for women's suffrage in America. In the same year, in the tiny hamlet of Badash in Persia, the early followers of the Baha'i faith held their first conference. T.K. Chain, a renowned Bible scholar at Oxford University, wrote of that gathering in his book, The Reconciliation of Races and Religions, saying that as a result of the coming of the Bab, prophet forerunner of the Baha'i faith, the distinctions between races and between male and female were at an end. Such things were discussed on that historic occasion. It was then that Tahireh, casting off the veil and breaking with the past Islamic subjugation of women, proclaimed, "I am the bugle, I am the bell," sounding an end to the fetters that bound her sex. Only a short time later, Tahireh was to be slain for her beliefs. She was martyred in 1852, the year in which another women's rights convention was held in that same Upper New York, just 19 years before Lua's birth. Tahireh has been called the first woman suffrage martyr. Dr. Chain in this same book stated, "If there has been any prophet in recent times, it is to Baha'u'llah that we must go." He also declared that Tahireh's insight came from Baha'u'llah, who presided at that historic conference in Badash. Chain credited Tahireh with opening the catalogue of social reforms in Persia. This was the heroine whom Abdu'l-Bahá held up to Lua as the example she must follow. Abdu'l-Bahá said that Tahireh was a brand afire with the love of God. He told Lua she must exert every effort to be like her. He gave her a prayer to recite that so that she might achieve this goal. Lua, who knew of the glory and majesty of Tahireh, protested that she could not, It is beyond me, she said. I am too weak, too filled with faults. If I pray to be like her, God will know that I am lying. Abdu'l-Bahá said, you must. He told Lua to pray always that she would be like Tahire, who had broken with the past, cast off the veil, and provided the trumpet blast that had helped to herald this new day of God. Lua did her best to obey Abdu'l-Bahá. Her heart was surrendered in unswerving love and obedience to every word of his instructions. Lua fully accepted Bahá'u'lláh as the messenger of God for this day. She believed in every word he had written as a guide to mankind. Because of this complete and unquestioned dedication, her soul was infused with the divine quality of love for all human beings. This universal love gave Lua an unconscious and effortless ability to magnetize and inspire those with whom she came in contact. One could never forget the picture of Lua standing straight as a lance before an assembly of people, her head thrown back, her eyes alight, opening her lips and pouring forth a stream of golden eloquence. For Abdu'l-Bahá had bestowed a unique and special gift of eloquence upon Lua. Lua confided this secret to her friend Juliet Thompson, an American portrait painter. The master, she said, had promised her that she would have this gift. All Lua had to do when facing an audience was to rely completely on the strong current of her faith. Turn to Abdu'l-Bahá and he would not fail her. The fact that Lua did indeed possess this magic gift of eloquence was testified to repeatedly by her listeners. They would sit spellbound by Lua's voice, entranced by her astonishing words, so simple, so basic, and so moving. Her friend Juliet Thompson often said that Lua reminded her of Tahire and her ecstatic announcement before her death, I am the bugle, I am the bell.